Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I think one of the toughest things as a business owner is being able to control your emotions and your mindset. And it's part of that, not letting negative emotions and negative thoughts and feelings occupy your headspace and cloud your judgment and affect your mood and your attitude is extremely difficult for a few reasons. First of all, if you're a business owner, we talk about this a lot on the show, bad things are going to happen. Okay, that's just comes with the territory, right? If you think this is all going to be just like, you know, chocolate and roses, then, well, if you are a business owner, you've probably found out already, regardless of how long you've been in business, that that's not really how it works. There's ups and there's downs. So the downs come with the territory. It's part of the process. And if you're not equipped, you know, mentally, mindset-wise, to deal with the downs, then you're going to have a really hard time because they're going to come, they're going to happen. There's going to be tough moments. There's going to be rough patches in your business. And if every time you hit one of those obstacles or one of those hurdles, you get down in the dumps and you get really negative and you just, you're not able to kind of see past that obstacle to what's on the other side, then I got to tell you, you're not going to last very long in this business. And that's a cold, hard truth. So that's one part of it, is just being able to deal with these negative emotions is a real challenge. The other part of it is you're just not your best when you're feeling negative. And there's a great book that I highly recommend you read. I've only started it, to be honest, but it's been great so far. It's called Learned Optimism. And in this book, the author makes the case for why optimists lead better lives. Optimists make more money. Optimists are healthier. Optimists, have better diets. Optimists go to the gym more. Optimists have better outcomes in their lives at every level. Because when you're optimistic, when you're looking forward to the future, you're in the zone. Like you're where you should be at a performance level. But when you're negative, then that's when things start to dip and you can't work up the motivation. You can't work up the energy and you're just not very effective. So that's in a nutshell why being able to control your emotions, but more specifically, keeping negative emotions and negative thoughts and negative feelings at bay is critical, even when those negative emotions are warranted. Well, they're always warranted. For the most part, they're warranted. Something bad happens, you're justified in feeling negative about it. You're justified in having a negative reaction, negative response. That's only human. That's going to happen. But you need to learn how to bounce back. And I've got three things I want to share with you to help you kind of keep those negative emotions at bay and bounce back when they're starting to set in and really affect your mood and your behavior and your performance. The first is have a ritual that you go through when you're starting to feel this way. So when something happens, or you know, you get off a call with a prospect, didn't go so well, or, you know, you look at your advertising spend, as I do pretty often, and it's, well, the number's a little bit higher than I wanted it to be this month. Or, you know, you're trying to crack a piece of content and it's just, you're hitting a wall and you're starting to feel a little bit negative and bad about it. Have a ritual that you go through when that happens. One that's working really well for me right now is I get up and I go for a walk. Lucky for me, here in Toronto, the weather just got nice. It's like, you know, it's beginning of May at the time of this recording. So the weather just got nice outside. And I've got, you know, the lake is a block from my office. So if I'm just not feeling, you know, really good about what's going on and I'm kind of in the dumps or something negative happened, I get up, I go for a walk to the lake, breathe in the fresh air, look out over the beautiful lake, Lake Ontario, and I feel a whole lot better. I get a lot of perspective. That's my ritual right now. Obviously, in the winter, my ritual is different. Usually it's some form of meditation or stretching or deep breathing exercise. You don't need to do what I do. It doesn't matter. But pick something, find a ritual that just, you know, resets you, you know, brings your mood back to a positive place, to a balanced place, so that you can come back to your work with focus and with energy and with a positive outlook. That's the first thing. The second thing is sometimes when big things happen, like really big negative things, I don't mean small things, like you lose a client, for example. And you've heard me talk about this in the past where I've actually lost clients And in some cases, it came out of nowhere. And, well, truth be told, it didn't come out of nowhere, but it did kind of blindside me a little bit. Those things are going to happen. I don't expect you to go for a walk to the lake or do some meditation and just get over losing a client, especially if it's a big client. So in those cases, what I want you to do is give yourself 24 hours. They call this a 24-hour reset. Give yourself 24 hours to grieve. Okay, give yourself 24 hours to do whatever you need to do, right? Go to the store, get a bucket of ice cream, you know, go get some fried chicken, you know, do whatever you need to do to grieve and to feel bad about it and to get into the dumps. And then 24 hours later, shut up and get back to work. Okay. Just, you know, put that behind you, because grieving about it, you know, wallowing in this pool of self-pity, it's not actually going to change anything. You're justified in doing some of that if it's a big deal, but then 24 hours later, get over it, put it behind you, and get to work. Okay. The third thing that I think is really helpful on a daily basis is to document your wins every single day. And there's a great app. It's called WinStreak. That's developed by the very smart folks at Strategic Coach. WinStreak is an app that every day it pops up and reminds you. Actually, I'm not sure if it reminds you, but there is an option to get the reminder. And it asks you, what were your three biggest wins today? Okay, and then it asks you, well, what are your wins going to be tomorrow? That exercise alone is extremely powerful, because at the end of the day, no matter what happened, I'm sure you can find three things to be happy about. I'm positive there are three things that happened that were good at any given day. And if you need to think a little bit about it, that's fine, but I'm sure you'll find it. So that forces you at the end of the day to think about, well, what are the three good things that happened today? And when you're thinking about those good things, those are going to cloud out the negative things that happened that day. And then you're thinking forward. So it's proactive as well. You're thinking about, well, what are the three good things, the three wins that I'm going to have tomorrow? So even before you have your day, you're thinking about, well, what are the three wins going to be? And guess what? I promise you, if you think about your wins in advance, those wins are going to be even better when you experience them, because you're thinking ahead of time what you want to achieve, what success is going to look like for the day. And then you're going to enter that day with a clear mind, with clear focus, and you're really going to win at the game. So those are the three things I wanted to leave you with, is have a ritual or a routine that when you start feeling negative, to get past that. Second thing is, if it's a really bad thing that happens, give yourself a 24-hour grieving period, right? The 24-hour reset to grieve, feel bad about yourself, and get over it. And the third thing is, document your daily wins every single day. And a great app to facilitate that is an app called WinStreak by the good folks at Strategic Coach.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.